The Ramban writes, the difference between what we call nes and what we call teva, miracle, miraculous versus natural, is something that happens all the time, we call teva, and something that happens once in a while, we call nes. So when Klal Yisrael was traveling in the Midbar for 40 years, of course, man min ha-shamayim. Of course, man comes, of course the food comes from heaven. Where else would food come from? And when they had to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Yahushua was explaining to him, you know what, you have to plant, a tree's going to grow, food's going to come out of the ground. They say, well, wow, what a miracle worker this guy is. Even if I put a seed in the ground, they'll get weed and other stuff, and fruits will come out. What's going on here? Vegetables? What are they? So obviously to us it's the opposite. To us, fruit and vegetables come out of the ground. Food doesn't drop off from heaven. So as the Ramban points out, it's something that happens once in a while we call days, and something that happens once in a, all the time we call teva. That's why if you're an editor of a paper and you write, even though the Bali Musar say that it's a greater nes to have a child born than it is to have Tchiyas HaMesim, because a child born comes out of nowhere, tipa, but a dead person, he's there, you just have to revive him. But if a person's an editor of a newspaper and says baby born, he'll probably won't be the editor to the next day. But if he writes about, wow, resurrection. So that's what they point is. That's in general. So even, and that's the Hananya Mendoza, maybe his daughter came, the Gemara in Tainis, that I made a mistake. I put vinegar in the Shabbos. I said, oh, he who commands oil to burn will command vinegar to burn. So there are many stories of Nisim and Derech HaTeva. As we pointed out, seven usually refers to Derech HaTeva, eight is Lamalami Derech HaTeva. In addition to, even though, so God has Nisim, probably the higher level, he does Nisim and Teva every day, we have to appreciate. But even when he does, once in a while, and that's the question, do we want miracles and do we pay a price for miracles? But even when he does miracles, the goal is to try to minimize the miracle, like the Mepharshim point out by Noach and the Teva, even though, why didn't God just build a canoe and let all the people stay on the canoe and have a big nace than building a bigger building, which was a nace anyway? So the answer is always, even when God does nisim, we try to do as much as we can in the Derech HaTeva. So there's a famous debate between the Abarbanel and the Malbum on what was the nature of the status of the Nisim, the Makas in Egypt. So the Abarbanel, who was an independent thinker, always has interesting out-of-the-box discussions. He says that no, of course there was a Derech HaTeva to it, because why? Dam, first God turned the Nile River into blood, so obviously everything that lived in the Nile had to come out. So all the frogs, or you consider them alligators, whatever they were, had to come out. And that led to dead bodies around and infections, etc. So he says there is a Derech HaTeva aspect to it. On the other hand, the Malbim says that no, that all the Makas were Derech Nes. Yeah, so that's the Yisod. So it could be that's the Machokis. Everyone agrees everything was a nace. But the Barbanel says the nace was that since he's doing the nace, he wants to hide it within Teva. So therefore, even though of course everything's a miracle, everyone both agree it was in Nisim the flows. But the Barbanel is just explaining that even God does Nisim, he does it hidden in Derech HaTeva, so therefore, like you could split the sea in 12 different ways, but you'll have a strong wind. If someone needs a reason to deny, like the Reader's Digest article, the 10 plagues were all Derech HaTeva. So God always sets it up where if you're looking for a reason, he wants to keep the balance of free choice, And that's the Yisod. So therefore, clearly the 10 plagues were miraculous. So the Abar Benel is focusing on that even within nature. That's how God does Nisim. And the Malbim is talking in general that obviously it was the Ma'is Hashem. The 10 plagues were, of course, miraculous, i.e. supernatural.